This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. What if someone could take a recording of your voice and use it to create a digital version? In other words, use a computer to make it sound like you're saying anything. A few weeks ago, the Canadian startup Lyrebird released a computer-generated conversation between some familiar voices.
This is huge. It can make us say anything now, really anything.
The good news is that they will offer the technology to anyone.
This is huge. How does their technology work?
Hey guys, I think that they use deep learning and artificial neural networks.
Not the most natural sounding, but you can probably tell the voices mimic President Donald Trump, Barack Obama, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The technology has applications beyond parlor tricks, and it's also raising security concerns. Researchers at UAB looked at a few of them. The security concerns arise because we use our voices to identify ourselves. For instance, with this.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, let me explain. Digital assistants such as Apple's Siri or Amazon's Alexa are designed to recognize a specific voice. Otherwise, anyone shouting, "Hey Siri," could unlock any phone. Beyond that, some banks are now using voice recognition software to allow customers to access financial information by phone. Your voice essentially becomes a password. But perhaps it's not a very good password if software can now mimic your voice. And think about how many voices could be collected from YouTube videos or surreptitiously recorded with a smartphone. So a team with what's called UAB's Spies Research Group, it looks at emerging security and privacy issues, they tackled the question of,
if these apps or this technology, are they vulnerable to impersonation or not?
Researcher Malia Shervania was part of a team which looked at two things. First, would a computer recognize and thus reject the fake voice? Turns out, according to this study, the synthesized voice fooled the computer more than 80% of the time.
It's not secure at all.
The second part of the research tested humans. Could they tell the difference between a real and fake voice? Test subjects listened to clips of Morgan Freeman and...
No, I did not. I was going to be a teacher.
Or maybe it was her.
No, I did not. I thought that I was going to be a teacher.
That's Oprah Winfrey there. Fake, then her real voice. People got it right only about half the time. Better than the computer, but still no better than chance. When the study came out in 2015, it raised a lot of alarms within the tech community. But Dan Miller says that's overblown. He's lead analyst with the firm Opus Research, and he follows voice technology. Miller explains via Skype there are good procedures and technology in place to prevent fraud. He says outside the lab, banks he's worked with can reduce that false acceptance rate to less than 2%.
There is always a view that you can defeat these things, and indeed you can, but the safeguards against them being defeated are developing as rapidly as the methods to defeat them.
Miller says every type of password has vulnerabilities. That's why security experts recommend multi-factor identification, where you need more than just one type of password to access something. UAB's Malia Shervania says the study from 2015 tested speech algorithms. They expect to release a new study in the coming months that tests actual apps which use speech recognition. It'll be a measure of how quickly the technology is advancing, both to fake voices and to fight it. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.